Good afternoon. The autumnal equinox and the beginning of fall was at 10:21 a.m., but it feels more like summer outside today, again, with lots of sunshine and high pressure in control. A light southerly breeze will continue to push temperatures up, and readings will be in the lower 80s on average with low humidity right on through the afternoon. Skies will start off clear tonight, then a front draped across the St. Lawrence Valley will begin to slide our way during the overnight period. Clouds will be on the increase, but it'll remain dry overnight and temperatures a bit milder with lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. That front will continue to head our way for the day tomorrow. Mostly cloudy skies associated with the front with a chance of a few scattered showers and thunderstorms during the day. Ahead of the front, temperatures will push into the upper 70s to around 80, but cooler air will begin to flow into the Champlain Valley and closer to the Canadian border in the afternoon, with temperatures falling through the 70s on a north breeze during the afternoon. That wind will flip around to the north everywhere by tomorrow evening and overnight, and we'll get a quick shot of cool air on Saturday. It'll feel much more autumn-like with a mix of sun and clouds in that northwest breeze. Highs will only be in the middle and upper 60s. That chilly air will remain in place for the day on Sunday. With mostly sunny skies, it'll remain breezy and cool in the mid-60s. Overnight lows over the weekend will be in the 30s and lower 40s. We'll bounce back into the upper 60s with lots of sunshine on Monday before we push it into the lower 70s with the chance of a few showers showing up by the middle of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, showers and thunderstorms will be possible across a slow-moving front from the Midwest to the upper Great Lakes. Some of these storms could produce heavy rainfall, and given the already saturated ground over portions of these regions, flash flooding will be possible. Flood watches and warnings are in effect for southern parts of Minnesota, northern Iowa, and western parts of Wisconsin. Farther west, a strong early autumn storm system will continue to spread rain and thunderstorms across much of the interior west today into tomorrow. Anomalous moisture feeding into this system from the eastern Pacific Ocean will lead to the potential for heavy rain amounts of 1 to 2 inches in some areas. Flash flooding is also possible here. Additionally, the Storm Prediction Center is forecasting a slight risk of severe thunderstorms today across portions of Utah and extreme northern Arizona. Meanwhile, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Tropical Depression Carl, located about 625 miles south-southeast of Bermuda, with maximum sustained winds of 35 miles per hour. And Tropical Storm Lisa, located about 710 miles west-northwest of the Cabo Verde Islands, with maximum winds of 45 miles per hour. Both storms are expected to turn north and weaken while remaining over the open Atlantic Ocean. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 102 degrees at McAllen, Texas, to a low of 26 at Bondurant, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, mostly sunny in the lower 80s, Boston, mostly sunny in the lower 80s, and sunny skies in Buffalo, with highs right around 80 degrees. The average high temperature in Albany today, 70 degrees. The average low, 49. The record high, 95, set in 1895. And the record low, 31, in 1962. Sunrise this morning was at 6:43 a.m. Sunset this evening, 6:52 p.m. 12 hours and 9 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny, pleasant today, with high temperatures around 80. Increasing clouds tonight, with lows in the upper 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny and pleasant today, with highs in the mid-80s. Clear tonight, some clouds rolling in by morning with lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny, pleasant today with highs in the lower 80s. Clear this evening, then increasing clouds overnight tonight with lows in the upper 50s to around 60. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny and pleasant today with highs in the lower 80s. Clear tonight with areas of fog developing and lows back into the lower 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny and pleasant today with highs in the lower 80s. Clear this evening, then increasing clouds overnight tonight with lows near 60. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered showers, possibly a thunderstorm from north to south throughout the day. Temperatures in the upper 70s to around 80 from I-90 south and falling through the 70s in the north country and closer to the Canadian border. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy and cooler on Saturday, upper 60s. Mostly sunny, breezy, mid-60s Sunday. More sunshine in the upper 60s on Monday. And lower 70s with increasing clouds and the chance of showers on Tuesday and Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.